AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden has been on the phone with Israel's leader amid a growing divide over the war in Gaza.
It was their first interaction in more than a month and comes days after top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer blistered Benjamin Netanyahu over the war, calling for new elections in Israel.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way.
On Fox and Friends yesterday,
I think Schumer's statements are wholly inappropriate.
But the president backed his fellow Democrat.
He made a good speech.
The call comes with the U.S. insisting Israel do more to protect civilians in Gaza and allow more aid to flow in.
In northern Gaza, famine is imminent.
The World Food Program's Arif Hussein says some 70% of the population is experiencing catastrophic hunger.
Starvation is used as a weapon of war.
And European Union foreign policy chief Josep Borrell worries it will get worse if Israel broadens its offensive in the packed city of Rafah. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recently, a piece of aluminum skin fell off a United Airlines plane. Another jet lost a wheel on takeoff. But United CEO is trying to reassure customers flying is safe. This is airline safety expert John Cox.
These events are unfortunate and they are getting a lot of attention, but I don't see that they are showing an erosion in the safety of the commercial aviation system.
After easily winning re-election, Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will not relent in the invasion of Ukraine and plans to create a buffer zone to help protect against long-range Ukrainian strikes and cross-border raids. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a social media case that could set standards for free speech in the digital age. The Biden administration is accused by two states of leaning on social media platforms to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view. This is AP News. The Country Music Hall of Fame announced its latest inductees.
I should have been a cowboy.
The news broke of Toby Keith's death on February 6th. Hours later, the Country Music Association got the voting results for the Hall of Fame and learned Keith had made it in. He will be inducted as a modern era musician. John Anderson will be inducted in the veteran category. He tells the Country Music Association being a musician is all he's ever wanted to do.
Music has been my whole life, or a lot of my what keeps me driven since I was just a child.
Guitarist James Burton, who played with Elvis Presley and John Denver and worked as a studio musician, also will be inducted. The ceremony will be in Nashville in October. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Astronaut Thomas Stafford, who commanded a dress rehearsal flight for the 1969 moon landing and the first U.S.-Soviet space link-up, has died. He was 93. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.